We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Alexa, play WFAN."
Haley Williams, we got it. We know. Paramore cuts right before it gets to the turn up. Keith McPherson on the Fan, turned down. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're talking through the sports stuff for the night. What we saw, something that I wanted to speak on. You know, heavy heart for Starling Marte. I was speaking on how this team for the Yankees has so much chemistry, how they have each other's backs. You know, Chapman, right? They pick Chapman up. They give him the championship belt because, you know, he had a little rough go the last two nights. It wasn't even a rough go. It just wasn't smooth all the way. And, you know, they're a team. They travel with each other. They eat with each other. They go to battle with each other. And that stuff matters. In my Tell Me Something Cool segment with John and Susan today, the first thing I said in that segment was one cool thing about the Yankees during this historic start is that you can visibly see the team chemistry. And I feel like the Mets have that too. This Mets team is different. They definitely have some team chemistry. Obviously, they went through some things last year, and you got to go through it to get to it. And, you know, some of the things they went through last year helped them build. But then you add guys like Escobar, Canha, Scherzer, and Marte. And then they, you know, have to do that again. They, you know, and those guys have already kind of like revered themselves. And I saw Disha put on Twitter, Starling Marte is going through it. His grandmother, who raised him after his mom died when he was 10 years old, passed away suddenly. His wife's death anniversary is tomorrow. She passed away 2 years ago from a heart attack. It's been tough on us, Buck Showalter said. So today is 2 years now that, you know, now that it's the 18th. Today is 2 years since Starling Marte's wife passed with a heart attack. And I don't know if you've ever lost somebody or you know what that's like, grieving. It never goes away. And then when, you know, the calendar comes up that it reminds you the anniversary of however many years, it's tough. And he hasn't been in the lineup. And I'm sure the team is feeling that, right? I'm sure the Mets are feeling that because this is a guy that they go to war with, they break bread with, they travel with. He's part of the team. He's part of the family. So those little things, you know, when Buck says it's been tough on us, those little things do matter. I remember seeing the Washington football team last year. It was Payne and I can't remember the other guy's name off the top of my head. They both went to Alabama. They were roommates at Alabama. And they got into a little fight on the sideline. And people were kind of like, you know, talking down on them. I remember Joe Judge said something like, oh, at least our guys aren't, you know, fighting on the sideline. And then, you know, what came to light after that was that, you know, there was a death in the family and that, you know, they've been going through some tough times. And it was Deron Payne, and I can't think of the other guy's name. I'm even trying to look it up. But you guys all remember Deron Payne threw a punch at him. He missed. And, it came out later from Ron Rivera that they had some deaths in the family of guys on the team, and it was just a tough time for guys on the team. And for those two, they're brothers, right? These two went to the same school. These two, Jonathan Allen, it was Jonathan Allen who threw the punch, and Cameron Payne who put his finger on him. But, like, people took that the wrong way, and really all that was they had been going through some tough times, had a loss in the family. These two know each other, went to Alabama together. They're, you know, a couple years apart, and brothers fight. You know, guys have each other's backs. But, you know, I was saying all that to say this, like, the Mets are figuring it out right now. They had their first series loss, and, you know, they split the doubleheader today. They'll play again tomorrow. But heavy hearts right now, I'm sure, for Starling Marte, and I did want to send my condolences out to him and his family. It's a tough time, and I don't know. I hate to say that, you know, I know what it's like, man. I know what it's like, and it's the worst feeling. It's the worst time. You dread it. You hope it doesn't come around. But when it does, you know, it kind of just shocks you a little bit. It makes you think about life and what's going on and your values and, you know, what's important to you. So, all right, let's pick it back up, though. Let's talk about the Mets. Let's talk about the Yanks. We've got this last hour with me, and then Sal Licata is next. Let's see who's on the phone, and let's see who wants to talk. We've got Michael and Yafank. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Keith?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. It was a perfect lead-in for me, because that's actually where I called to talk to you about it, but something that happened on your show a couple weeks ago, and I've been trying to call in and make you a better man.
Okay.
So I know you're always open to hear things, and I just want to tell you, as far as your show, I'm a long-time listener. Your show is great. You're a fan. You're passionate about your Yankees. I'm a diehard Mets fan, but you're passionate about your Yankees, and you give the Mets respect, and they're the new Mets now. They're the Steve Cohen Mets. You can't go back to who they used to be.
Right.
So one quick Chapman thing. Don't doubt they're going to put him on the 60-day. Say he's got an injury, and then this way he disappears for 2 months, and then either he comes back.
Oh, yeah. That's an option, too. I'm glad you said that. That's an option, too.
Right? Right? Because just like DeGrom, he's here, not here right now, but he might be back. You know? So here's the point I wanted to make to you. And I actually talked to Sal about it one night. It was the night he was at the Ranger game with his nephew. The night, it was either the night of or the night after when Pete Alonso got hit in the head. And a lot of Yankee guys were calling in on you that night. And you had one guy that called up, and let's not call him any names other than he did I hope every Met player gets hit in the head. And you actually, like, chuckled with him. And then another guy called up and said, well, the Yankees are great, but the Mets stink. And then you chuckled again a little bit. And that's what I was just going to say, like, to make you a better man. And you give the Mets props all the time. But, like, it happened to sound at the hockey game. Some of the guy next to his nephew was screaming, smash his head into the board, smash his head into the board. And his nephew started doing it. And Sal said, yeah, we don't say things like that. And the only thing I was going to make is you have your Jedis on, you have your young guys on. So we always know there's a Yankee-Met thing going on forever. But truly, who do we want to see in the World Series? Nobody but you guys. That's who we want. You know, that's what we want to go back to. So that's why I just wanted to call in. It was like, it kind of like irked me a little bit, especially when the guy said, I hope every Met gets hit in the head.
No, take the Mets and Yankees out of it. You don't want anybody to be thrown at up by their head. Like,
exactly.
Just as a baseball fan.
I hope Aaron Judge gets hit in the head. No, we don't want that. We want you in the World Series. We want everybody there.
No, I was in the MLB fan cave the year that Giancarlo Stanton got hit in the face, and we were all paralyzed in that moment watching that game live. Like, oh, no. Can't believe
right.
One of the best players in baseball just got his face broken by a fastball. It's not cool.
No, it's not. And you guys will find somebody. Just like, I'm not worried what Steve Cohen's going to do come June. He'll make every move he has to make.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys need a new closer, or whether it be Michael King, you guys will do it too. But I'm going to say, of all the guys that go on the show, what I love about your show, Kim does the same thing too. You have conversations.
Right.
Nobody has conversations anymore.
That's what it's supposed to be about, right? There's enough shows and enough podcasts and enough places for you to get the analytics and the data and recap of the game. What I like to do every night is talk around the game, have conversations around the players, the teams, their rivals, the ballparks. Why'd they do that to Camden Yards? That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. And I don't know if you heard, it's funny you brought up the Diaz thing because I was going to tell you, yeah, he's got like 20, he struck out 50% of the guys he's facing. And trust me, every Mets fan just going, shh, on Diaz right now.
Right, you guys are like, hey.
Better than he could be right now.
Right, we've seen worse, and we don't want to go back to that. And people don't refresh their information. I refresh my information. Edwin Diaz has been better this year. He's been clutch.
Did you hear about the whole thing with Jankowski with the uniforms?
I did, and I love that because that kid.
Go ahead. Exactly. And that's what they said. Escobar was involved in that. And he said, I've never been in a locker room like this where everybody cares for each other, which is the same thing that the Yankees got going on. There may be some troubles on the team, but the two teams are united.
Right. So for the folks listening that didn't hear that story, Travis Jankowski and Eduardo Escobar were talking. And Jankowski basically said something like, I know my role on this team. You know, they're not wearing my jersey. Like, you know, fans aren't wearing my jersey. Nobody's got my jersey. And then Eduardo Escobar went out and made sure, you know, like they surprised him by wearing his shirt and like supporting him. Like, you know, that's what you do. You pick your guys up, team, chemistry, camaraderie, that type of stuff. They all wore his jersey in warmups. They all wore his number 16. So I thought that was cool, man. I thought that was great.
And what they said, what they did is they hung it on the back of everybody's chair or locker room in the whole clubhouse. So when they came in, it was his jersey on everybody's chair.
That's great. And that's the type of stuff that the good teams have, right? The teams that have good players that win some games and fizzle out, they don't have moments like this. It's team building, it's chemistry, little things like that go a long way with these guys caring about each other and everybody pulling the same rope and everybody being bought in for the same cause, and that's how you get to the finish line.
Absolutely. And a quick laugh for you, can we have Castro back and we'll give you back Rodriguez?
No, you can't have Castro back now that we fixed him. Now that he's gotten in the gas station with Matt Blake.
Yeah. No, you guys are great. Your team is great. So that's right. Nobody would want more in the end than you guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate it. You know, I'll speak on, you know, like, you never hear me laugh about, like, yeah, they should hit them all in the head. I might laugh at somebody saying that. I'm not sure exactly how that played out on air whenever it did. I might laugh at, like, that's funny how you said that or as a joke. But baseball-wise, that's no joke. And then as far as the Mets go, I'm watching the Mets today. I watched both games today. Now, I didn't watch them intently listening to the broadcast, but I had them on in my house so I could see what was going on, so I could pay attention if any brawls broke or, you know, if anybody got thrown at or if any, you know, home runs were hit or if anything crazy happened. I work at the Fan. I live in New York. I want to see both teams win in New York, even with the Rangers, right? I told y'all I'm rocking with the Devils, but I'd like to see the Rangers advance. I like the fact that here on the Fan, we're going to have Rangers hockey to talk about for most likely the rest of the month, at least till Memorial Day weekend. It's good for the city. It's good for the economy. It's good for business. I just told y'all it's going to be a wild summer out here. We want the Rangers to keep winning. We want the Mets to keep winning. We want the Yankees to keep winning. We would love a Subway Series to happen. New York will be the center of the baseball world. It already kind of is. MLB offices are here. Two of the best teams in baseball are here. WFAN is here. The best fans in the world are here. So I root for the Mets as far in that regard. They're a National League team. It's whatever. But also understand that I'm a Yankee fan. And in the Yankees culture, and coming up specifically as a bleacher creature, as I'm in here with my bleachers right field shirt on, shout out to Ball Vinny. The bleacher creatures kind of come up with this whole thing where it's like, we don't mess with the other side. We're Yankees fans, and we're the hardcore Yankees fans. We're the guys at every game. So I also have that in my blood. But I understand as the host, you got to talk about both teams. You got to talk about both sides, and I'm down to do that. Let's go to Young Josh and Passaic on the late night, bro. Are you in a different room? You're gonna wake your parents up? What's going on? Let me know.
No, I'm fine. Good morning, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
So I guess it was good I didn't get to go to the game last night because I was able to go to the doubleheader tonight. So game two was the first time I ever went to a game. It was kind of painful. The game started at 6:50. It was a 4-3 final score, and it went for like 4 hours. It was slowly moving. The Met, like Aaron Judge almost had the same amount of hits the Mets had. And it's hard to know that the person that made $500,000 today took an 0-for-7, Lindor.
Yeah,
you
it's
calculate
tough.
His contract, he made about $500,000 today.
I don't know. It's funny, man. I mentioned that, and then you know, I mentioned me talking to Paulie, and then I saw that Sal Licata tweeted, if Lindor is worth $341 million, Judge is worth around $900 million. And that was a pretty good tweet. He got that one off for sure. And on days like this, like I said, when you have a guy in Aaron Judge making $17 million and you have a guy in Francisco Lindor making $32 million and you see what they do, it's like, doesn't add up. The math is not mathing.
Lindor didn't seem to have a lot of words after. I mean, it was a regular fastball that like, he may have been behind or in front of. Before that, Canna struck out in the sixth when they had bases loaded. Escobar, I thought, was actually pulling it together, had a base hit, then hit a home run. So that means some bases loaded. He strikes out, and then he kills us in the ninth inning. I throw the ball. Why is he waiting? O'Neill's fast. Throw it to first.
Thinking too much, freezing in the moment. I don't know. I'm still thinking about, you know, Starling Marte and him batting in the order next to Lindor and Lindor kind of needing him. Lindor saying, I think on opening day, saying, I won the at-bat by watching Starling Marte's at-bat. Like, I won the at-bat in the on-deck circle. Those two have some type of chemistry, some type of camaraderie quickly here in this early on in the season. I feel like Lindor is missing his dude and probably feeling some type of way because his dude is going through it. I don't know. Prayers up for Marte and his family. I think once he gets back, the Mets will look a lot different.
It would have been really good, though, if he played tonight and if he would have been in the spot to walk it off. If he would have, and he looks at the camera and says for you and he says his wife's name. But also, I want to ask you about the Yankees. If I heard someone else talking about people getting punked in the head. What do you think the crowd reaction would be if Altuve got hit in the head and he was down, maybe even knocked out?
At Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, what would the crowd reaction be?
F. Altuve. Not me. But somebody would definitely hit us with an F. Altuve. That's the most popular chant at Yankee Stadium last year. Hopefully it's completely gone this year, but I bet some goofies try it. Fans are crazy. It's American Gladiator. It's like a gauntlet. It's like the Roman Coliseum or something. And some people don't get it. Some people don't understand, right? They see Altuve go down and laugh. But for the most part, the sound you'd hear is, people would be shocked. Like, oh, no, is he all right? Is he all good? Is he good? Is he okay? But, yeah, somebody would make a joke or yell something about Altuve. Yankees fans hate Altuve and the Astros.
But it works also that a lot of times after, like, one of your own players will get hit, you'll hit someone else. But, like, that I think you could be happy for because you're just getting revenge.
I don't want anyone to get hit in the head. If you're gonna hit a guy, throw at his leg, lower than the numbers. Like I just don't want it to be up there because you can like I said, I'll never forget being in the fan cave in 2014. I forget who it was. Was it Zach Dukes? I always forget the guy's name. He was pitching for maybe the Brewers last. And he hit Giancarlo in the face. And when he did that, we were all watching that game and we were all like frozen in time. Like, oh no, hopefully he's okay. Like it was scary. It's like watching someone get shot.
And so last night and on Friday night, so what happened was when I heard like in the middle of like the call, I heard like sound and then it cut off the phone. I don't know what happened there, but that's why I wasn't still there.
Yeah, I don't know what that was either. And when I looked at my producer, I was like, did you do that? Did he hang up? I don't know. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes the line just gets disconnected. But thanks for clearing that up, young Josh.
All right, thank you, Keith. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling in, even on the late night, checking in. And what did I say? Zach Duke? Zach Duke, there was definitely another. I hate when I do that. And there's so many baseball players' names to try and remember. Zach Duke was a pitcher on the Brewers. So I'm trying to think about who the pitcher on the Brewers was that hit Giancarlo in the face. It was Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers is also famous for what else in baseball? He's the whistleblower. He's the guy that was on the Houston Astros and told The Athletic and Ken Rosenthal all about the cheating scandal, and then it broke and everything else. So baseball comes all around, comes all the way full circle. We go from talking about Altuve getting hit in the head and what the reaction would be, and we were talking about that because of Giancarlo Stanton getting hit and who the pitcher was. That pitcher was Mike Fiers, who went on to play with Jose Altuve for them cheating Astros. Crooks. Stole a World Series from the Dodgers. Maybe stole a World Series from the Yankees, too. Definitely stole a AL pennant. Like, they really had trash cans. So simple and plain. Hiding in plain sight. Remember when I heard about that? Michael Kay broke that news, and I was driving somewhere, and I legit pulled my car over, and Yankees Twitter exploded. And I'm like, I knew something was up. I knew something was up that series. CeCe Sabathia knew too. Like, they could not do anything in Yankee Stadium. But when they went back to their comfy cheating confines, they had a camera system relaying the signs. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm going to take a break. Call me up. We've got people on hold. If you're on hold, stay hold. Stay holding. I will get to you. 877-337-6666. You're listening to The Fan. Keep it locked right here.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
OPP Jersey, Naughty by Nature. Might have to rap over that beat one day. That's one I never thought of. I can't freestyle late at night. I owe WFAN listeners some raps though, some freestyles. I'll write one and then I'll actually like just rap one off the top one night. But I usually like rather do those in the KM to AM, 7 to 12 during the day, because late at night I'm loopy and tired. It's hard to rap and think of like random words to rhyme when you're tired. Your brain power is not all the way up. Mine isn't, at least. I feel like I'd be sharper during the day, so I have to figure out a time to get some rhymes in before the end of the month. I know I said when I did that first freestyle, I was like, all right, I'm going to have to do at least one Freestyle Friday a month, but the way the schedule is with the games and other things and who knows? I don't know if I've held to that. I've kicked three freestyles on air. One that was written, one that was just like a random flow, and one that I thought was garbage. I don't remember. Just having fun with it. But yeah, back to the talk, back to the conversation. We were talking about, you know, rooting for someone or cheering someone getting hit and getting hit in the head. Now, it's been a part of baseball forever, getting hit, right? It sends a message. It's a retaliation type thing. You know, it's guys backing guys off the plate sometimes, whatever. Getting hit in the head, though, that's different. Like, getting thrown at your face is crazy. That's like life or death. Like, if the ball hits you hard enough, it could kill you. So that's no joking matter. And I was thinking about like, when you're young and you're playing, right? When I was young and I was playing, I remember I got hit in the head. And I was fine because I had the helmet on. It popped my lid off. But I was, like, out of it. And I was fast, so I wanted to get on base. I wanted to go to first. I wanted to run because I felt some type of way. Like, okay, give me my base. I'm going to steal and make you pay for that. But then they immediately, literally, I think I was like 11 years old. They're like, no, you got to sit out. You got to sit out. And I was upset. And then I remember going to Little League Baseball camp, which is a little different, where you can play different positions and, you know, they work with you. And For the most part, I played outfield. I played a little third base, could move pretty decent, and then I tried to pitch. And I remember I had a wild pitch that I thought, you know, was going somewhere, and it hit somebody in the head, and I felt so bad about it, you know. So I think about these pitchers now and the control that they have and how many pitches they've thrown. When they do hit somebody in the head, they got to feel bad about it. Now, if you were trying to buzz someone and it got away from you and you did it, like, that's playing with fire, bro. That's crazy. Let's go to Mitch in Stratford, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, how you doing, Keith? You know, long-time listener, first-time caller. It's nice to be on. Well, you want to talk about people getting hit by a pitch. I mean, Tony Conigliaro absolutely got beamed by Jack Hamilton, basically broke half of his face and damaged his eye.
Yeah, yeah.
All because of a hit by pitch. That's how dangerous that is.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's not, you know, it's not something that, like, belongs in the game. But it's something that can happen. It's just crazy to think that, like, you know.
I mean, it's crazy that they even order it to happen. Like, there are actually teams who are vindictive against players, and they just ask the pitcher to hit them, sometimes in the head, yeah, on purpose. It's very, very, you know, it's unique to the game, but it also speaks to how sometimes there's even twisted psychology injected into our sports.
Right, right. Like, and I talked about backing a guy off the plate. It's one thing to scare a guy, right? When we talked about Nolan Arenado, I think he was just scared because he got buzzed. And it wasn't really that close to his face, but it was close enough where I think he just got scared. Like, hey, man, like, you know, don't throw up here. Like, if you're going to do that, I think he was saying something like, come at me if you're going to hit me and hit me. But, no, nah, it doesn't belong in the game, but it's always going to be in the game. Because, like you said, it's just like, it's part of it. We've seen it forever. We've come to expect it.
Yep, just like baseball fights, charging the mound, and having guys stealing signs. I mean, people complained about pitchers using, you know, foreign substances for grip. Well, you know what? I would rather have that in the pinpoint accuracy than,
yeah,
you know, somebody, you know, having a pitch slip and then somebody gets hit accidentally.
Yeah, I said bring the spider tag back, because in the beginning of the season when we were looking at the Mets' first 20 games and they had 20 hit by pitches, I was like, maybe it's a control thing. One, from the shortened spring training. Two, from not having the sticky stuff to grip the ball. These guys cannot control where that ball is going.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of these guys don't have these, you know, huge hands like some of these pitchers like Don Drysdale used to have, where they could just, you know, hurl the ball and, like, terraform their hand around it so they don't have to have that stuff on there.
Right.
You know, they aren't physical specimens like that. A lot of these guys are, you know, these are different athletes now with different body types, and, you know, anybody can be in there. I mean, Marcus Stroman is, what, 5'7"? And he's a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, and it was always thought that most pitchers would be 6 feet tall or taller.
Yeah, his thing is height don't measure heart, and his dad's a big dude, so he's got some big dude strength in there. He's just a small body guy.
Yep.
Hey, well, thanks for the call, Mitch. Let's keep it rocking. Let's keep moving. 877-337-6666. About a half an hour left to get your calls in with me. Then Salicott is next. I got people holding, and I want to make sure that they get on the fan. So let's go to Carmen out in Verona, New Jersey. What's up, Carmen?
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
All right.
Want to make a couple points tonight. Second one is going to lead into a question for you, but first I just want to throw in something. You guys were just mentioning, you brought up the Astros and the cheating Astros, but something just hit me that, you know, it wasn't so much Altuve's home run on really not a great slider from Chapman to end 2019, but I want to say maybe in the inning before or earlier, didn't Chad Green throw a pitch to Gurriel that he hit out that was almost like impossible? It was so up and in. The way he pulled his hands in and jacked it, I thought to myself at that moment, I'm like, how the hell did he hit that? And that's something that never comes up. It's always the Altuve home run. But if any listeners out there are listening, someone remind me, am I right with that? Didn't Gurriel hit one out in that game on a pitch that I thought, something's going on here? it was just blew my mind. So anyway, I was throwing that out because I wasn't
I'm like trying to think back, but I just remember. I remember where I was when I watched that game, and I just don't remember that game that much because that's not one you go back and watch as a Yankees fan. That's PTSD wrapped up in one game. And the thing about that game for me was the Altuve jersey thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure.
Like, I thought it was peculiar. In the moment, I didn't notice because in the moment you're just deflated on the couch. Like, I just remember having beers, and I just sank into the couch and realized the season was over. But obviously, it came back up, and they showed the replay, and him freaking out, like, no, my shirt, and then telling Ken Rosenthal, oh, I have a tattoo, my wife. At first, he said his wife didn't want him taking off his shirt. Then later on, he said he had an unfinished tattoo. We're like, which one is it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like you. I just want to forget about it. I don't want to hear the chants in the stadium, but something hit me. Like, if anyone else getting ready to call in tonight remembers that, just I want to say Chad Green threw a pitch that I could not believe Gurriel hit out. Anyway, what I really called about was 2 points. One is, I've called a few times now, and I always tend to bring up Chapman, and I can't help. I didn't get to watch the game tonight, but I know he let up another. And I just want to say, all I can hope is that organization, all the players on that team, the fan base, you know, everything that all baseball fans have gone through with the pandemic and what we've gone through with this Astros thing and coming close, that when it comes down to whether it be the dog days of August or the playoffs, that when it comes down to the real moments of like, okay, who's closing this game, that we don't say, well, we're sticking with this guy. That's the old baseball cliche. That's our guy. We're going to keep trotting him out there. I just think that when you got guys like King and Clark Schmidt, and I think Johnny Lasagna is going to come around. I really do. You just can't keep baseball players are human beings too. I don't like to boo guys. I hate to say that guy sucks. Like, hey, Chapman got his role. Don't dislike the guy, but man, every single time it's a run or it's a walk or it's something. And I just hope that they realize that if this team keeps playing like this and we're this close, don't go with them just because you're trying to say that's our guy and we're going to make it work. I just want
to
say
they won't be able to. They will hear it from every single Yankees reporter, fan, radio host, anyone that covers the Yankees. Because I did the whole show last night talking about Chapman. And then they ran him back out there today. And then I'm watching the Yankees postgame, and the first thing that John Flaherty and Ryan Rucco are talking about is, hey, is Chapman going to be – they were questioning going to Chapman, and then they were questioning leaving Chapman in after he gave up a couple hits. It worked out. Right. But if it doesn't work out and they tie that game and then we lose a game to the Orioles that way, it would have been so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that segues me to my next point, and it's just, hey, it worked out. And there's a different way to look at the regular season, and then, I mean, I'm a longtime Yankee fan. I've watched enough great regular seasons. And now I'm to the point where I'm thinking about postseason and thinking about how we succeeded in the postseason or how we failed in the postseason. And you just, like, things work out in the regular season that you can't bank on. You just can't have that false sense of security. And there's one thing that I've noticed that we're doing a little bit. We're running into outs between second and third or whatever. It's like the run may score.
Yeah.
The inning may end. But I'm watching some outs and I'm saying to myself, I hope someone's taking note of that, because those are guys that we need to have not do that and be on second and continue the inning. And I just think that the Yankees have done a good job, seemingly, over this offseason of saying, okay, let's break this down. Where do we go wrong? What could we do? And I think, it's sort of like looking at, people always say, oh, man, you really know what's going on in the U.S. government. You don't know. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And I think the same thing goes with baseball in the offseason. Like, all of us is like, fans could say, oh, we got to get this guy and they got to do that. But I think front offices are turning over every damn stone and trying whether it's analytics, they're trying to find every advantage. And I think I want to believe the Yankees did a good job doing that this year, because we're running the bases better. They've made the defense better. But I want to know, I just want to know that they're looking at things like this during the regular season, saying that's not going to work in October. We got to make sure that guy's on base and that they're working with these guys, because I believe they probably did some work like that in the off season. And I can't find a soft spot on this team. I'm thinking, who would we get? And I don't think we need anything. I mean, maybe Cashman gets someone. Maybe there's a center fielder with a good bat that we think we can add or whatever. But I don't see a soft spot in this team. And that leads me to my question for you. Other than making sure Chapman doesn't close games, and what maybe my point about base running, is there anything on this team that you think is a soft spot as a postseason team, I guess, is what I'm saying?
People last night were suggesting Wilson Contreras, going to get him for his bat because he's a catcher and he's hitting like 375. If you look at Trevino and Higgy, they haven't been great behind the plate, but there's some promise. There's some hope after Trevino hit that three-run homer barely in game one. We're still waiting on the pop that Higgy has always had, right? Higgy always was good for a homer or a double. When he was Gerrit Cole's personal catcher, it was like, okay, he's going to homer today. I don't really think they're going to make a move for catcher. I think they're gonna stay with these two because it's about the rapport. It's about the reps that they get with our pitching staff. I think they will go get a closer. I think I heard Sweeney talk about, you know, a few of the last World Series champions, even the Cubs when they won it and they had Chapman, like they had a rental as their closer. They had a rental guy that they got at the trade deadline. Like most teams do that. They bolster. If they think that they're good, they bolster their bullpen and they get a guy. So weaknesses, man, there's not many weaknesses because there's so many ways that this lineup or really, you know, these guys are interchangeable in the field. We have, you know, Stanton that can DH and play right field. Judge who can play right field and center. Gallo only plays left, but Hicks can play left and play center. And then in the infield, it's DJ that you move all around. Then you have a Marwin Gonzalez. Like, they have so many interchangeable parts. It makes them so flexible. I don't feel like they need anything, and I definitely don't think they feel like they need anything. Maybe, yeah. I was going to say before, maybe a starter, but I think, you know, it's about, I'm thinking about innings. I'm thinking about the innings limit. How many innings are they going to allow these guys to pitch all year if, you know, Seve is over his innings? Nestor did not pitch a whole season last year. Like, if these guys have too many innings and they start to get burnt out or run down, will they go get another starter that's more stretched out or has more seasons of, you know, pitching, I don't know, however many games?
Yeah. That's maybe just what you're saying, just strengthen what's already positive and really make sure you get over the hump.
So, you have to do that. If you think, you know, it all comes down to Cashman at the deadline. And I think Cashman in this last year of his contract, he's going to flex at the deadline. There's been plenty of deadlines that he's passed and it has backfired on the Yankees, right? It's like, hey, maybe you should have went and did this or did more to help this because you didn't have it. Like pitching, the Yankees did not have the pitching. I mentioned Davey Garcia and Jay Happ. Like they should have never did that year. That was 2020. In 2019, you have Zach Britton in the postgame talking about the bullpen being taxed, the bullpen being burnt out when it was Ottavino, Canely, him, Chapman, and him saying that, you know, Chad Green, right? Chad Green that year, I looked up the box score. Chad Green was pitching as the opener in that game six. Goriel did homer off of him, right? And now when we think about Chad, like he should not – We have him coming out of bullpen right now in a high leverage positions, and we don't even want him doing that. He should have never been the opener in a game six of an ALCS, but whatever. It is what it is. The Yankees learned from it, and they've made some changes, and I know they have a different philosophy now.
Definitely. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Thank you, Carmen. Good call. Good conversation. Let's move faster. Do I have to take another break, Mike? I do have to take another break. Last break. When we come back, James, Eli, Lance, stay on hold. You're on the Fan. I will get to you right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hear a great moment on The Fan that you want to hear again and again and again and again? Pause, go back, and then skip ahead with Rewind on the Odyssey app.
I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yes, she needs it.
Just download and search WFAN.
Starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme.
Linkin Park. I was way too old when I realized, like, Linkin Park was in Chicago. I was in Chicago, I think, like, 5 years ago. And I was like, oh, Linkin Park, is that where the band is from? Maybe. Maybe it's a different one somewhere. All right. Three calls. Three callers. In the next 10 minutes, on the count of three. One, two, three. James from Flatbush on The Fan. What's up, man?
What up, Keith? What up?
Not much. You know, hosting, closing it down. Got like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So I was listening to, first of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
So I was listening with my friends to the game, and we're like, not Chapman, not Chapman, not Chapman. And Aaron Boone sends Chapman, and I'm like, oh, God, he's going to screw us up. He's going to screw us up. And whatever, we said prayers, and we're still alive.
Could you imagine if Chapman blew that game where Judge has four hits and two home runs? Like,
we would need to buy a new radio.
People would be calling up, like, get him out of here right now. Why is he still on the team? Why is he the closer?
Yeah, and the word on Altuve is, the book, How to Spot a Liar, it says that the easiest way how to spot a liar says two answers to every question.
Yeah, I remember them saying that. He had two answers. He had a lie first, and then he doubled down with another lie.
Yeah. All right, and another question. How long do you think Chapman will be pitching still in the closer role?
I think they're going to give him the rest of this month. I think they're going to give him the rest of this month to see if he can figure it out. And what you might see is what we've already seen. Like I've mentioned, Wandy closed. Clay has closed. We're going to see a closer by committee. If he can't figure it out, he's not going to be in that spot. And I hope that they just bring him in earlier. Don't have him in as the closer. Bring him in the sixth when we're up. There's going to be some games where they're laughers. Like, let him get his work while we're up. Don't put him in with the game on the line.
All right, have a great night, Keith.
Thanks for the call, James. Can we do that, right? I understand Chappie's the man. He's got a reputation to withhold and all of that. We don't have to straight up remove him from the closer spot. But if he keeps struggling, we kind of do. If he keeps struggling to close games, pitch him in the sixth, seventh inning and let Clay with that sinker ball close the game, or let Mike King close the game, or Jonathan Loaisiga, or Wandy Peralta. Closer by committee is coming next. It has to. Eli, down on the Jersey Shore, on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Not too much, man. Talking about the Yanks, talking baseball, taking calls.
Yeah, Bill, but I just wanted to make one comment that I appreciate. I know that you as a sports cyclist, obviously you have to do this, but all these callers, like, I think it's a bit out of control. We raise, like, all these, we complain the whole offseason how Brian do this, complaints and everything. And we won 20 out of the past 23, and I call them more complaints. Like, why can't we just all live in the moment? Let's enjoy it. Let's love it. I'm saying we're just winning baseball games. The team knows how to win. They pull through despite, they're not perfect. Of course, no one's perfect. They're awesome. I'm saying this is the best game we've had, it feels like, in a long time. So let's just have fun. Like, no, I know we have to talk about Chapman, we have to figure out the closer thing, but blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, like, a little happiness, a little good vibes around here. Just,
oh,
like,
positive vibes, positive energy. I try to bring that. What a time to be alive. It's a great time to be a Yankees fan. I've said it. This is historic. This is a great start. This is way better than we were expecting. But I'll tell you this. There's no way you can be a real baseball fan. There's no way you can be a fan of your team without managing and micromanaging your team, thinking about every single thing to make your team better. And it's a day-by-day thing, which is, you know, which baseball is the best. Like, it's a game where there's so many different things at play. These guys play every single day. You can push different buttons on who's going to pitch. You don't know how they're going to perform. If they don't perform well, we want to go to the guy that's performing better. If this guy's not hitting, we want him on the bench, so much so that we want guys sent down and other guys brought up. Like, it's just part of the fandom. It's part of the journey. It's part of watching baseball and being a baseball fan and calling the fan to express, right, what you feel. Nobody's calling up with the hot take that Aaron Judge is the best player on the team and might win MVP this year and is gonna, you know, imagine we had a whole rack of calls of people like, they gotta pay Aaron Judge. Oh, thanks for the call, man. Hey, they're gonna pay Aaron Judge. Thanks for the call, man. Judge is really good. Oh, thanks. Did you see Judge? We have to complain about something.
100%, but once in a while, a positive call won't kill anybody.
And you're that guy.
I guess. That set some positive vibes for everyone because all we seem to do is complain about Chapman around here.
And I said the last two nights, I'm not going to spend the whole time complaining about Chapman.
And it just ends up happening. I understand you guys just as fans.
And also with Chapman specifically, enough is enough and it's time for some change because we can't go through this anymore. We've seen it so many times. You know, how many times do we have to see this guy go out there? Every Yankees fan has been through the trauma.
100%. I agree with you with that. I still think we should start just enjoying it a little bit.
I also said, you know, the greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankees fans versus other Yankees fans because they're just never satisfied. We're never going to agree on anything. We're never going to be content. We're never going to be cool with anything until we get that World Series, and then we'll have all happy, positive calls. Thanks for the call, Eli. So I was looking through some Mets stuff and my Mets notes. So, like, as I'm watching the game, I took a couple notes, and I saw Donovan Mitchell, front row, talking to Lindor. Donovan Mitchell here the night of the NBA lottery. Donovan Mitchell talking to Lindor. I wonder if Lindor is trying to recruit him. I know everybody's trying to recruit him. That's been going on for years. Donovan Mitchell was pick number 13. The Knicks will have pick number 11. What else did I see today? Oh, Matt Harvey, 60-day suspension. We knew that was coming. Obviously, we talked about the stuff with Tyler Skaggs, but Matt Harvey violated the joint drug policy between MLB and MLBPA. He's going to miss some time. We talked about DeGrom earlier. He's progressing, healing. I put it out there. I said, Mets fans, can this team win it all without him? And Paulie said, yeah, we could probably find some guys to pitch, but we can't win it all without Lindor. Last call for tonight is from Lance out in Brooklyn on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, thank you so much for taking my call, and I appreciate the previous caller for the positive energy. I came from the Met game tonight, and I just want to say enough respect to all the people at Citi Field, the workers there. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Yankee Stadium, but I'm sure the people working at Yankee Stadium are doing a fine job making sure all of us fans have a great time. And I just want to say for all the fans out there, listen, we're not even at the 40th game of the season yet. We're not even at the quarter part. And let me tell you, I've been out to pretty much every single Met game this year, except for about three of them. And I'm looking at the body language, and I'm seeing the way these guys are playing, and they're grinding. And I'm sure the Yankee players are doing the same thing. And just, you know, just take it easy. You know, enjoy the games. Respect your team, man. Respect the players. It's not an easy game to play. Respect the fans. Respect everyone out there. Just come with some good energy, and believe me, if you put that positive energy out there, we may end up getting that Subway Series that we all want. But believe me, look, it's only May, And like I said, look, just enjoy it, man. This is, it's a blessing to have baseball. It's a blessing to be, for myself, to be a Mets fan. And I'm sure y'all love the fact that you're Yankee fans. Y'all love y'all team out there. And just be happy that you're a Yankee fan as well. But let me just say, let's go Mets. And we're going to do great things this year, right? So thank you very much for taking my call. And I just want you to just wrap it up and just let people know, man, it's all about good vibes.
Good vibes. Good call, Lance. Thank you for that. I saw a tweet from Greg Prince where he had a T-shirt at Citi Field. And I was like, yo, do they have T-shirt cannons like they have at Barclays Center? Never seen that. But I guess they give out free T-shirts and they throw them. They toss them up to like the 200 level. I'm like, that's cool. They never do that at Yankee Stadium. Yankees, get some free T-shirts and have some people chuck them up to the 200 level. That'd be cool. All right, that's all I got. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Thanks for rocking with me. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the positive energy. You can follow me at Keith McPherson wherever you follow people. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.